across campus, online, and on 12:51 AM. This is Eurovision. This is Raw 12:51 AM's Living Up the Weekend Eurovision Spectacular. I'm Phil Scott is here with me in the studio, and we were having a look over the past 10 years of British entries into the Eurovision Song Contest. We've got Electro Velvet, Still In Love With You, This Year's Entry, on the way soon. But we're going to rate them in a special game called 12 points or nil points, where I think, judge the jury and the person who reads out the results, saying hello Europe during the televised voting.
I feel like you'll be a fairer judge than me. I'll just be like, oh, I love them all. So yeah, maybe this is the right way around to do it.
Very good. So out of interest, Scott, when was the last time a British entry actually got nil points?
British entry got nil points in 2003 with Gemini's Cry Baby, literally 0 points, and came in last place at 26th.
That's
not great. But we have done more successful since. Not by much, but we have been more successful. Do you want me to run you through the last 10 years?
Okay.
And we can find your verdict.
Okay. Go for it, Scott.
2005, Javine, Touch My Fire. This is so old school. Do you remember that?
Vaguely. So I'm going to say that's a nil point.
That's a nil point. Oh, see, I'd have given that douze point. In Venice, she came 22nd with 18 points. So yeah, I guess a nil point. 2006, Daz Sampson, Teenage Life.
The one with the
schoolgirls. Oh. Did you learn at school today?
No.
See, I'd give that news point as well. Okay.
The nil point from me.
What have we got for that? That came 19th. Did slightly better. 25 points, but not great. So yeah, I guess that's officially a nil point as well. 2007, Scooch, Flying the Flag for You, which we just had.
Oh, it's still too much of a gimmick. It's nil point again.
Nil point again. Okay, they came 22nd as well. Not great. So I guess that is an official nil point. 2008, this is a bit of a randomer here. Andy Abraham, Even If. Do you even remember it? I remember it, but that's because I love it. But
I don't. And for that reason, it's a nil point from me.
Oh, there've all been nil points for you so far, Phil. Yeah, in fairness, that game absolutely last with only 14 points. We'll move swiftly on. 2009, Jade Ewan, It's My Time.
If I remember right, this was when we took it seriously.
We did. We took it seriously. We got Andrew Lloyd Webber involved, man.
Like, so, and because it did well, and because I enjoyed the song, that was like a power ballad done well. Uh-huh. I'm going to say that gets a 12 point.
That one gets a 12 point from you. Yeah, that's fair enough. We came fifth that year. People always remember this. People always say that UK don't do well. We came fifth that year with 173 points. Moving on. 2010, Josh Dubovy, That Sounds Good to Me.
Now, we came back down, crashing back down to earth.
To final place again with only 10 points. That's, looking here, that's the worst we've done since we last won it, other than Cry Baby.
Oh, dear.
I assume that's a nil point from you?
It is, nil point indeed.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good to you, unlike Josh. Okay, let's move swiftly on. 2011, Blue, I Can, we just had.
Again, I very much enjoyed that. That gets, so if I was saying, hello Europe, Réamui, 12 points.
12 points, 12 points, yeah, okay, and I think that'd be fair enough. They just missed out on the top 10 that year, came 11th with 100 points exactly. Moving on, 2012, Engelbert.
now I'm gonna
buck Love my, Will Set You Free.
I'm gonna buck my trend here. I think I remember enjoying that.
See, this is where we would have differed. I would have given this a nil point. I was never a fan of this at the time, but what is your official verdict?
It's a 12 point for me.
It's a 12 point. See, well, that's the thing. I swear the public disagree with you. It came 25th, not quite last, but 25th with only 12 points. So, sorry, Engelbert. Okay, should we move swiftly on?
Let's move swiftly on.
2013, Bonnie Tyler, Believe in Me.
Ooh, remember this. This was stirring. Now, I wish I had a sliding... Can I have a sliding scale?
Scale? Oh, what, between nil point and 12 points?
So can I give it six? Can I give it six?
Like, a 6 points?
A 6 points. Okay, so there we go. Because I remember at the time, I enjoyed it, but looking back on it, it's a bit, dare I say, bland?
Yeah, it's just a bit watery, isn't it? Like, I would have also given that a 6 points. Like, it's not harsh enough for a nil point, not good enough for a 12 points. And I think Europe agreed with us there. It came 19th, which is fairly... I'd say that's a fair judgment with only 23 points. And this leads us up to last year, 2014, Molly with Children of the Universe.
I'm going to say that was quite funky. And if there was ever like a song that was that could fall in the pop charts, it would be that. So I'm going to say Douze Point, but about many hundreds of millions of people across Europe disagreed with me there, I feel.
Well, I don't know. I feel like Molly did get a pretty raw deal. We were last year's and we were last to perform, if that makes sense. And famously, that position never does well. So I think if it wasn't for that, she might have done better. She came 17th with 40 points, which isn't our worst, but isn't our best either. But then again, I feel like no one could have competed with Conchita last year. So
that leaves us with Electro Velvet, Still In Love With You. Now, dare I say it, but that's a nil point from me.
No, it's a douze point for me.
Okay, that was our douze point or nil point after British entrance throughout the years for the past decades here on Eurovision,